What's going on the Isle of Man with Middlesbrough fans at the moment, David?
Well, they're very excited because suddenly things are going our way. Not only have we knocked the Premier League Championship winners Manchester City out of the cup, but we're also second or third in the Championship vying for promotion. And we seem to be on telly nearly every other week.
And that's leading to opportunities to meet up on a Saturday lunchtime.
That's right. I mean, I'm Manx because I'm born and bred here, but I left to go to college and never came back to work. And I've spent over 35 years in Middlesbrough, where I lived, until I retired back here. So I put something out on social media to try to get people to come together who supported Middlesbrough, not expecting much of a turnout. But I've been pleasantly surprised as our numbers grow for every televised game. We tend to meet in the Victoria Tavern, and it's good fun to meet up with people from all walks of life who for one reason or another, support Middlesbrough.
And there seems to be, the more and more this goes on, the more and more people seem to be, we seem to be unearthing.
Yes, that's right. I mean, there's a chap who comes in from Colby who moved to the Isle of Man in the early 1960s with his parents. He's now in his 70s, and he brings three generations with him, his children, who are now grown up, of course, and his grandchildren. He had a trial with the borough when he was 15, so obviously there's an affinity there. So it's great to see three generations of Middlesbrough fans turning up in their borough shirts, as well as other people like yourself, who are very welcome. But I think I want to stress that we're keen to see other supporters. I mean, we beat Derby County in quite a crunch match last month, and it was nice to see a Derby fan turned up. He was very well behaved and ended up crying into his beer.
which is what we like to see. And of course, tomorrow lunchtime, it's Brentford.
Yes, Brentford are going very well. We beat them at the Riverside, but they and Bournemouth, I think, are the two surprise packages of the Championship. I mean, the other teams like Derby County and ourselves, perhaps people fancied to do well. But it's nice to see the smaller teams, if I can say that without sounding patronising, up at the top as well. So it's very, very tight, and anyone can win it, but obviously I hope it's us.
Absolutely, indeed. And a couple more games to come up, which we'll be meeting over the coming weeks. I think Leeds and, of course, Arsenal in the FA Cup. What was your thoughts when Arsenal came out of the bag?
Well, I would have felt, oh no, if it had been, you know, the third round. But having beat Manchester City at the Etihad, then to be honest, I don't think we're scared of anyone. I mean, if we lose, it's not a disaster. And I think that was the attitude at Manchester City. Well, we'll go try and win it, and if we get knocked out, we'll concentrate on the league. So I don't think we're scared of Arsenal, although I, for one, wouldn't underestimate them. But yes, we've got them on the Sunday. Of the FA Cup. But in the league on a Saturday lunchtime, we've got Brentford, as you know, we've got Ipswich, we've got Leeds United, which is always the big crunch game for those of us who lived in Middlesbrough, and we've got Bournemouth in March. So that's a total of five televised matches. So the landlord of the Victoria Tavern will be very happy.
I'm sure he will indeed. Middlesbrough always tend to excite. Since certainly in my lifetime follow Middlesbrough, there's always been exciting times. There's never been an Aston Villa-style team who just sort of seemed to have sat in the middle of the Premier League. There's always been something happening. But more often than not, it's all gone a bit pear-shaped. This season, though, there's a really good feeling around the club.
Yes, I mean, since they were relegated in 2009, I never thought they would go up. I mean, even when they momentarily were in promotion playoff positions, I thought they weren't that good. But this season, I feel we can achieve it. I don't think we'll ever get the heady days of the late 1990s when we had Ravanelli and Juninho playing for us. But we learnt a lot during that period. And I think the one thing we have got is the superb chairman, Steve Gibson, who's a local lad, borough born and bred. And he just quietly looks after the interests of the club, as opposed to being a foreign owner who has other interests at heart.
And this year, the manager, Aitor Karanka, he's really going well, isn't he?
When he came as an unknown quantity, I didn't know what to make of him, and we told he was a mate of Jose Mourinho, which may or may not be a recommendation. But I think everybody's now looking at him and what he's doing. My only concern is that Newcastle will be looking for a manager next season, and that someone like them will try and poach him. But I think he's loyal to Middlesbrough. I think he'll stay, and he's doing remarkably well.
So just to recap on the games at the Victoria Tavern in the coming weeks, starting tomorrow with Brentford.
Yes, Brentford, as I said, it'll be an interesting match. I have a lot of affection for them, really, because they're a small club and never really had glory years. Their fans, when they came to Riverside, were very nice. They had brought their own video camera, and they did a little thing on YouTube and interviewed a mate of mine, actually. So, you know, I hope they do well, but not tomorrow. But if anyone wants to come down to Victoria Tavern at lunchtime tomorrow, you don't have to be a Borough fan. You'll be very welcome. Similarly for the Leeds game, I've invited the Isle of Man Whites to turn up. But they haven't done yet, but they'll be very welcome. And then, of course, any Gooners who want to come to the Sunday Cup game against Arsenal, it would be nice to see them as well.
So mouth-watering matches on the telly to look forward to at the Victoria Tavern. David Carter, thank you very much.